First, they killed my father. A daughter of Cambodia remembers. By Luong Ung. Narrated by Tavia Gilbert. Copyright 2000 by Luong Ung. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Creative Well Incorporated and was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright there too. Author's note. From 1975 to 1979, through execution, starvation, disease, and forced labor, the Khmer Rouge systematically killed an estimated 2 million Cambodians, almost a fourth of the country's population. This is a story of survival, my own and my family's. Though these events constitute my experience, my story mirrors that of millions of Cambodians. If you had been living in Cambodia during this period, this would be your story, too. Phnom Penh, April 1975. Phnom Penh City wakes early to take advantage of the cool morning breeze before the sun breaks through the haze and invades the country with sweltering heat. Already at 6 a.m., people in Phnom Penh are rushing and bumping into each other on dusty, narrow side streets. Waiters and waitresses in black and white uniforms swing open shop doors as the aroma of noodle soup greets waiting customers. Street vendors push food carts piled with steamed dumplings, smoked beef teriyaki sticks, and roasted peanuts along the sidewalks and begin to set up for another day of business. Children in colorful t-shirts and shorts kick soccer balls on sidewalks with their bare feet, ignoring the grunts and screams of the food cart owners. The wide boulevards sing with the buzz.